Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 146 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the character advancement section, and today, finally, we arrive at the experience tables that actually tell us how many experience points we need to level a character of a given psionic character class from one level to another level. It's all been leading up to this, and honestly, this whole section could pretty much have fit on one page. It's just this and then excuses for this, and the excuses dwarf the thing to be excused. But what is the thing to excuse? Is there something here that needs excusing? Yes, definitely. Oddly, but perhaps predictably, the real problems here are things that have not really been addressed over, lo, these many pages of denials and rationalizations. The big problems are twofold. Number one, this page is full of very specific numbers that are basically arbitrary. And number two, everything just takes for goddamn ever. Let's, I guess, start with the first point, which is arbitrariness. In keeping with its old-school gaming style, Beyond the Supernatural offers a separate table for advancement for every PCC. Every PCC needs a different amount of XP to get from one level to another. It's idiosyncratic, and you know what? If you are still playing Palladium games, or listening to this podcast for that matter, you like idiosyncratic. Why have a formula when you could have a table? Why have one chart when you could have 15 charts? With each one applying to a different character type. This is all pretty standard for bloated, persnickety, old-school systems, but Palladium takes it a step further. Not only does each class have its own experience advancement chart, not only does each level within each class take a different amount of experience to gain, so it's a different distance from first level to second level and second to third and so on, but also even the relative level thresholds between different classes are not the same from beginning to end. It's hard to explain this, but like, take the autistic psychic savant, for example. That's an egregious example of this, as of so many things. If you've got a player character group full of psychic investigators of all stripes, right? Every different PCC in the book. The autistic psychic savant, along with the genius slash natural, which shares its progression chart for some reason, the savant goes from being almost the first to reach second level. They only need 2076 XP, which is less than anybody else except the Nega Psychic, the Diviner, the Firewalker, and ordinary people. However, by 15th level, the Savant actually takes the most XP to level. Like, if you compare to the Physical Psychic, the Autistic Psychic Savant reaches level 2 over 200 XP sooner than the Physical Psychic. But by 15th level, the Autistic Psychic Savant takes over 34,000 more XP to hit that level than the Physical Psychic does. And if you think that there's some kind of smooth progression from leveling quickly early on to leveling slowly at the end, you might actually be thinking of someone else. You might be thinking of a different role-playing company. You might be thinking of, like, Wizards of the Coast. They love to play you that smooth math, just lull you to sleep with the smoothness of those curves. Playing D&D, you know, when it's really hitting on all cylinders, it's like playing nothing at all. It's like just sitting with your friends and stacking dice, and then at the end of it, you're like, oh shit, we just slew a dragon. I didn't even notice, because the math was so smooth. Not Palladium, though. These numbers go all the fuck over the place, but while they are erratic, don't imagine them thrashing wildly about. Don't imagine a raucous campaign where things are constantly changing in terms of your advancement. Things are erratic, but they are also glacially slow. Your character's progress has a cataclysmic, a catastrophic quality to it. Your character will develop in epochs, in eras, punctuated, yes, by volcanic explosions, by cataclysmic earthquakes, but in between, you know, like, going from ventriloquism 58% to ventriloquism 60%, it doesn't happen like a hurricane. It happens like continental drift. And that's the second and bigger problem on this page. For all that these numbers are arbitrary and the relative levels of different classes are constantly shifting around, what it all shares is that leveling takes for goddamn ever, no matter who you are and when in your career you are. And in fact, it's the autistic psychic savant who has it worst of all, in this as in many things. Because, as I said before, the math is not smooth. It's not like they go gradually from being quick to level to slow to level. What happened is, for some reason, in there about 7th, 8th, 9th level, the designer just decided, at this point, we shut it down. At this point, when you're a 7th or 8th level autistic psychic savant, you're too powerful. You got to be throttled back. Like, maybe as a player. And honestly, I don't disagree. If you have the fortitude, the disastrous surplus of attention span to play an autistic psychic savant, making almost no meaningful decisions all the way to 8th level, as a person, you are too powerful. As a society, we must shackle you. And Palladium achieves this by suddenly grinding you down with long, long gaps around the 7th to 8th level period. They have to throttle you way back because they have to go from you being ahead of everyone else in levels to behind everyone else in levels by a drastic amount. And instead of smoothing it out, they just do it all at once, right in that middle portion. We are not talking about a couple of boring months of play where your character doesn't change very much. There is a real doldrum between level 7 and level 8. Like, to go from level 6 to level 7, to give a contrasting example, it takes like 10,000 XP. To go from level 9 to level 10 much later in your career takes a little under 14,000 XP. Going from level 7 to level 8, right in the middle there, takes 20,000 XP. I won't rehash all the numbers here because we've kind of done this on the podcast before, but suffice it to say, you can actually deduce by the benchmarks and estimates given in this game how much XP you're supposed to get roughly per session. And if you follow those guidelines, it should take you to get from level 7 to level 8 about 39 weeks. Like, almost as long as a whole pregnancy for your character to level once. But not through their whole career, but just for that one level. Your character, if you're autistic, will be level 7 for a ridiculous length of time. Like, the amount of time it will take that character to get 2% better at ventriloquism, for perspective, is long enough to turn sperm into a baby. That's what I'm saying to you. It's a whole chapter of your life. Like, my wife was just pregnant. If I imagine having weekly sessions during that whole time where my character did not level until the very end of it, especially playing the autistic psychic savant who has so little going on, I don't know how anyone gets through it. And then, once you're through it, though, and you're level 8, it's just right back to the grind. It's like 18,000 XP after that to get from level 8 to level 9. And I don't really understand why, in any case, these numbers keep climbing in this way. Like, the amount of time that it takes to level is more reasonable right at the beginning of your character's career. But it keeps going up and up. Not consistently, but generally, the amount of XP it takes at each level grows and grows. What's weird about that is that XP rewards don't grow in this game. It's not like D&D where you get more XP for tougher monsters. As you know from last page, that's relative in Palladium. So it's always measured in terms of, like, you get 100 XP because it was only a medium opponent for you by the standards of your group. If it were a major opponent for your group, then you'd get like a couple hundred, right? So it's relative. And because it's relative, it never actually increases in absolute terms. But the amount of XP you need to level keeps going up. And so the actual time between levels keeps going up. It keeps going up and up, in fact, long past the point where even the deluded author of this game believes that most campaigns will have ended. Every Palladium game tells us that the reason there are only 15 levels is because even after years of play, you pretty much expect players to be stuck. Like, they're not going very far past 9th level. You know, they're gradually working their way toward 10th. Nonetheless, if players do feel the need to play for years and years and years, and then just keep on through, even as their characters grind almost to a halt, the game just keeps elevating the amount of time it takes you to get to each new level. So, like, the Autistic Psychic Savant, level 13, right? The amount of time you spend between level 13 and level 14, one single level, that's 100,000 XP. At the absolute fastest standard rate that this text will support for XP gain, that is 102 weeks. That is nearly 2 years of weekly play without missing a session before your character levels again. And it's not as though there's some really special thing at certain levels that characters get, and so you have to charge them more XP, because then, oh boy, when they get there, you know, like, you finally get your fireball, or you finally get the fly spell, or whatever. Quite the opposite in some cases. Like, for example, frustratingly, 8th level for the Autistic Psychic Savant, that one level that takes as long to get as to actually create a human life in your body, in real life, what do you get at 8th level? Basically nothing. Like, no shit, basically nothing. You get to roll a d6 for hit points. You probably don't have any skills, because autistic people don't get skills in this game. You don't get any new powers. You get, like, 1d4 more ISP, and the damage of your autistic force lightning goes up by a d6, which, I remind you, you can only use in narrow circumstances, like exorcisms, major demonic incursions, and, you know, getting attacked by an avatar of an evil god, which, granted, over the course of the, like, 70 weeks or whatever it's going to take you to get from level 7 to level 9, I guess one of those things is bound to happen. Like, if you're playing Beyond the Supernatural for 70 weeks, I'd be surprised if the player character group doesn't decide to fuck around and kill one evil god during that time. But that's one evil god. That's one time you get to roll an extra D6, mind you, of damage. Some fucking prize for investing 39 weeks of your life into going from level 7 to level 8 in Beyond the Supernatural. I mean, I am a gamer through and through, and in the right kind of campaign, I've been known to min-max, but if I'm comparing my life to that of a friend or a sibling, and over the last 40 weeks, my friend Carol has gone from a carefree young woman to a new mother staring at the smiling face of her newborn child, I expect more than a D6. Like, could you not make it a D12? There's no one to support me in my old age. I'm going to die alone. Can I not roll the barbarian die? I gotta sit here rolling a fistful of D6s like Yahtzee playing scum. It's real bad. These levels take forever. There's no consistency. What you get is minimal at each level. And here's the thing. You might say, well, Chris, you've never played a character all the way from 1st to 15th level in a Palladium game. Obviously, it's been playtested, right? Through all these years, these numbers are so specific. How could they not come from some kind of playtesting? There's gotta be a spreadsheet somewhere. There's got to be at least a notebook somewhere. There's a reason these numbers are where they are. Who are you, in your ignorance, to sit in judgment of this entire game line? And first of all, welcome to the podcast. Secondly, may I please direct your attention to the dumbest thing on this page. On the very right-hand side, in the experience table section, there is a level 1 to 15 progression with extremely specific numbers for the mage slash arcanist. This class does not exist. There used to be a mage slash arcanist in Beyond the Supernatural back when that game contained supernatural material, but as we now know, in the second edition, there are no mages, there is no magic. We were promised magic in forthcoming supplements, but clearly it was never finished, because while I can understand the Arcanum supplement or the Tome Grotesque supplement being delayed and then ultimately never coming out, it's the sort of thing that happens at Palladium, if there were a completed magic system with completed magic PCCs, just kicking around the Palladium offices, playtested and ready to go. If it didn't come out in Arcanum, it would have come out in, like, the Rifter or somewhere in the intervening 15 years since then. These rules don't exist. This class doesn't exist. And yet, how many XP does it take to achieve level 5 as a mage slash arcanist? Why, exactly 17,701 points of experience. And I know what you're thinking. 17,701. That arbitrary number sounds familiar. Well, it sounds familiar because it's exactly the amount of experience that it required for the mage slash arcanist to achieve level 5 in the first edition of Beyond the Supernatural, which had, by the author's own account, a totally different magic system. It's as though they made up a random number, and then they just plopped the XP table for the mage right onto the page unchanged, not even noticing that other than this one reference, not only the entire mage class, but the entire magic system and section had been cut from the book. There is no conceivable way that this was playtested in a meaningful way, which leads me to believe that none of this was. I honestly was torn. Like, you would think it's obvious the dumbest thing on this page is that there's an XP chart for a class that doesn't exist that uses a system that doesn't exist. So it clearly couldn't have been playtested. But I'm sort of tempted to say the dumbest thing is that long stretch between level 7 and level 9 for the Autistic Psychic Savant, just because on the level of gameplay, it's a thing that might actually come up. Like, clearly no one's ever going to use the mage slash arcanist chart because there is no mage to play. On the other hand, I really feel for the person who has somehow, for some reason, played an Autistic Psychic Savant all the way up to 7th level. Given the fact that you get almost nothing at 8th level, you're in for a character who's gonna stop growing for like a year and a half of weekly play. With like no warning. Up to now, you've been leveling quick. And then just for some reason, they decide to hammer you with it. I think for no reason. This is like you may detect a certain rancor in my voice, which seems odd for this dry material. Here's the thing. I think this was done out of laziness. I think that the idea to have the character level quickly at first and then very slowly at the end was just an arbitrary, thoughtless decision. Among countless arbitrary, thoughtless decisions in this book. And I can forgive that. The thing is the implementation. The implementation is so lazy. It's like, how do you slowly adjust the XP threshold over 15 levels to go from being one of the faster progressions to the single slowest progression? Someone at the Palladium offices had that thought, and then their next thought was, math is hard. Let's just make two really fucking long levels in the middle. And that unwillingness to get out a calculator or a piece of scratch paper once during the design process might somewhere be responsible for a player spending 70 boring-ass weeks playing an Autistic Psychic Savant, not for any design reason, but just to save the author math. And that's frustrating. But then again, if you're playing an Autistic Psychic Savant, clearly you love frustration, so enjoy being rule-dommed by Kevin Sambita. Anyway, fortunately, that's all we have to say about XP. It never made any sense in any of the games we've looked at before. It still doesn't make sense now. Join me next time as we move on to the next step of character creation, rounding out the character, and consider how old player characters are exactly when they embark on their hopeless, unending quest to reach 15th level on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.